This evening, we've asked Maria McHugh to join us. Maria, are you on the call?
I am, Don.
Great. Maria is from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and we really are excited every time Maria joins us because Maria has numerous years of experience in the skincare industry, which goes to her credibility of knowledge. But what's most important is that Maria has developed a real personal working knowledge of the products and is better than anybody I've ever worked with at expressing and helping people to understand how they can use these products to better themselves. This evening's call focuses on something that I think is really pertinent to this part of the world. And I know those of you in Australia, you're in dead of winter, but your winter is not quite as vicious as those of us that live in Minnesota and Illinois and Ohio. But Maria always admires what we deal with in the wintertime from Florida and never really suffers quite the way we do. So those of us get really excited when we see the sun this time of year and probably aren't as respectful as a lot of people would be that live in the parts of the world that exist all the time, like Florida. So what we've asked Maria to do this evening is talk about two general areas. One is how do we protect our skin from the damaging problems of the sun but still enjoy it? And two, is there a way because the rays are damaging themselves, but there's a drying effect of the sun? And if she has time, she's going to address both of those issues that directly relate to point of understanding, but I believe from a point of seeing how the Sunrider products do fit. So if you have a pencil and paper, I'd like you to take and jot down a few notes, because I think you'll walk away with some information that'll be valuable to you and develop a better appreciation of the products. So, Maria, what I'd like to do is turn the call over to you.
Thank you so much, Don. And as always, I get very excited when I have the opportunity to share information with people. And hopefully it will give you more of an understanding of why you're choosing to use the Candescent products. The particular topic of what I call sun skincare is can be complicated, but yet it can be very simple. As Dawn mentioned, we're going to talk about protecting the skin, moisturizing the skin, but also I added another category, and that is repairing the skin from sun damage, because Sunrider does have a couple of really awesome products to help us do that. You know, and when I talk about sun protection or the sun, I always say to myself, people have a love-hate relationship with the sun. We love the glow of a nice tan, but I guarantee you will hate the damage that the sun is doing to your skin that will show up years later. And people don't really think of it. If they don't see a damaged result right away, they think, oh, my skin is fine. But it's really the worst enemy to your skin. Basically, I don't think people really understand is that when you see somebody with a nice glowing tan, it actually means that their skin is damaged, because the natural defense system of the skin is to release pigment, to protect itself. So I always say if we tan now, we're going to pay later. You know, and also, like I mentioned a minute ago, we tan now, but the damage doesn't show up sometimes until maybe 5, 15, 20 years down the road. And another point is, it's like, well, who really gets sun damaged? And it's a simple answer to that, and that's everybody. I don't care how light or dark your skin is, everybody is subjected to the damaging rays. What I'd like to do is just kind of put a profile to some of the classic symptoms of sun damage. And the first one, which especially as we mature and that sun damage shows up, one of the ones that we have a really big problem with is something called hyperpigmentation. And that means an overproduction of pigmentation. And it actually shows up on the face or the arms or some part of the body as dark spots. And we're, you know, paying much more attention because we see a lot of that coming to surface now on the face. The other thing that sun damage can do to the skin is it gets a leathery texture, a rough texture. Also, you start to see your expression lines are a little bit more pronounced, especially around the eyes and the mouth. Also, something that I don't think people really associate with sun damage is bruising. Your skin tends to bruise much more easily as you have had sun damage over the years. Dry skin, another thing that we're seeing a lot of is something called rosacea. And rosacea is like a redness to the skin. And basically what's going on is there's an inflammation of the capillaries inside. Splotchiness. Also, especially for women on our chest and cleavage area, this is where we're starting to see wrinkling and a lot of freckles, whether it be on the face or on the chest area too, the loss of elasticity within the skin, so our skin tends to sag a little bit more. But one of the biggest things, and I think the one that people worry about the most, and that is skin cancer. We're seeing an upsurge in skin cancer because, again, you know, most of the baby boomers 15, 20 years ago, they were laying and basking in the sun, and now that damage is showing up. And something else a lot of people don't associate with sun damage, and that's a suppression. When you have too much exposure to the sun, it suppresses your immune system. So that's why sometimes you'll see people have a flare-up of herpes or autoimmune disorders such as lupus and maybe chronic fatigue when they've been in the sun a little bit too much. So that kind of gives you a breakdown or a rundown of so many different things that can be associated to just sun exposure. But one of the things that we are probably all familiar with is a term called free radicals from the foods, free radical damage. It's these little cells that are bouncing around inside of us that do a lot of damage. And what do we usually consume on the inside but something called antioxidants to help the body fight free radical damage. But the other thing, too, the body's natural response to an increased activity of free radicals is the production of melanin. Now, melanin is a pigment, and it's from a cell. They're called melanocytes, and we all have them. It just varies the amount of pigment or melanin that gets, let's say, activated when we're in the sun. So if you don't have a lot of pigment or melanin, you're a fair-skinned person. Then we'll go down a little bit, darker skin, let's say an olive skin person has a little bit more melanin. And then our ethnic skin tones, which are dark brown to an ebony, they have a lot of melanin in their skin. So a lot of people can just associate what is your melanin content. And I have to say, the question's been asked of me many times. They say, do dark people or dark-skinned people, do they burn, have a sunburn? Absolutely. Can they tan and get darker? Absolutely. So everybody is subject to being exposed to the sun damage. Now, just a quick side note, in terms of the foods on the inside that are really rich in the antioxidants that we want to help our skin protect from the damage, obviously our MBC foods, but also particularly Vita Fruit. Vita Fruit has a lot of that vitamin C, which is a really great antioxidant in the body. Energy Plus, a lot of people don't associate Energy Plus as the vitamin E, another great antioxidant, and also Meta Booster. Meta Booster has alpha lipoic acid in it, which is also an excellent antioxidant for the skin. So, to put it simply, sun damage, I always use a little pictures, I like pictures, and I say sun damage is like your skin starting to look like a shriveled up raisin over a period of time, versus when you're young, our skin usually looks like a round, juicy grape. So if we want to protect that, and it's very interesting, even though there's an increase of education on skin damage, the incidence of skin cancer is rising. According to the Skin Cancer Foundation, more than 600,000 new cases of skin cancer are diagnosed each year, and the figure is rising. Skin cancer is the most common cancer in the United States, and it's responsible, can you believe this, for more than 8,500 deaths annually. It's just amazing in doing the research to find those figures. And, you know, people don't realize also is that most sun exposure and damage is not done from strictly sitting out in your backyard or on the beach sunbathing, but from your day-to-day exposure to the sun. I mean, like walking to the car, going to your job, going to the grocery store. That's where a lot of the sun damage is done. Okay, so to understand the sun a little bit more in its rays, let's say I call this the long and short of sun rays. There's basically two major types that we're concerned with, and maybe some of you have heard them. It's called the UVAs and the UVBs. Now, to keep this really simple, UVAs are the long rays. Associate the letter A with aging. They basically penetrate the skin the deepest, and it goes into what we call the dermis. It also, this is the critical element of the A rays. It breaks down collagen and elastin fibers. Those fibers are what give your skin structural support. When those collagen and elastin fibers are broken down, that's when wrinkles occur. Also, the A rays are what tanning beds are usually have bulbs that are for the A rays. Now, the bad news about tanning beds, people thought they were safe, but they're actually not. They give off about three times the amount of UV radiation than the actual sun does. And the other thing, too, they are very, very damaging to the eyes. So don't recommend tanning beds at all. Okay, so A rays are for aging, really breaks down the collagen elastin fibers. The UVB are the short rays. And the B, think of burning. They're the burning rays. They affect the outer layer, we call it the epidermis, kind of like the top of the skin. And they're the rays that make you look like a lobster, responsible for sunburn. Now, these actually are considered much more dangerous than the A rays because they cause the most skin cancers. You know, you got basal cell carcinoma. Those are the ones that are, you know, on our hands, our feet, back, chest. There's also, that's like the most common one out there, squamous cell carcinoma. Now, this is interesting. They look like a red or a pink bump. That they're very deceiving sometimes. And then, of course, the worst kind is the melanoma. And those look like moles or kind of like a mole-like lesion on your body. They're real dark in color. And dermatologists have a really simple acronym to help you remember what those what a melanoma may look like so you can keep a lookout on the most exposed parts of your body. A stands for asymmetric. B is the borders are uneven around the mole. C is color, which means they're usually dark brown or black. And D is diameter. Usually a melanoma is going to be a little bit about the size of a pencil eraser or bigger. They call those the ABCDs of skin cancer. So again, asymmetric, borders are uneven, the color is dark, and the diameter is usually bigger than a pencil. Okay, so that's about the long and the short of sun rays. The other term that's very popular, and you really want to understand this when it comes to protecting your skin from sun, is when you go and you look at products, you see this term SPF. Now, SPF stands for Sun Protective Factor, and what it is, the SPF, the ingredients in a product for that, they're designed to filter out the rays, reflect the rays, or absorb the UV rays. And you also hear this term broad spectrum. Broad spectrum means it covers both the A and the B rays. Now, the numbers can range anywhere from 2 to 45, and we'll talk a little bit more about the numbers in a minute. The higher up the number, the more protection it gives you. The SPF rating lets you know how much time you can be in the sun before you start to burn. So here's an example. To determine the length of time you're protected for using by an SPF product, what I want you to do is say if you went in the sun, you didn't have anything on your skin, and let's say you burned in 10 minutes. Well, now you put on an SPF 15. That gives you 10 minutes times your SPF, which is 15. That would give you 150 minutes protection, or basically a little over 2 hours. So you take the amount of time you would normally burn, let's say 10 minutes, times the SPF factor. In this case, we're using 15. That gives you the amount of minutes you can stay in the sun and be basically safe. So SPF 15 also, I want to say this, you know, people think more is better in terms of higher SPF. Well, an SPF 15 gives you 94% blockage of the UV rays, 94%. So then you'll go to the SPF 30. That gives you 98% UV blockage. Now, that's only a difference of 4%. And then you see the SPF 45s and 50s, and what do most people or what most companies want to do is they just want to charge you more money for that. But basically, it's not really giving you that much more coverage. So when you see things like our foundation, SPF 15, or you see SPF 25, that's a very significant protection factor. Okay, now in those, what are the ingredients within the sun screens that are actually making them block the rays? Well, remember earlier I said some rays are absorbed and neutralized? Well, some ingredients do that, but the best ones are the ones that reflect the rays. And that actually, these ingredients actually set up a physical sunscreen, like if I physically stopped you from going into the next room. So to keep it simple, the ingredients that reflect the rays are the best. And there's two major ingredients that do that. The first one, and everybody's probably going to be familiar with this, is what we see the lifeguards and the surfers out there putting on their nose. It's this titanium dioxide, which is it's the most effective covering agent. It's a white pigment, and it acts as an opaquing agent. Opaquing meaning blocking or something you can't see through. Ladies, we will identify with this. When you put on a nylon, you can see through it. It's transparent. When you put on a pair of tights, they're opaque. You can't see through. Okay, the other really important ingredient is something called zinc oxide. Zinc oxide also has a white pigment to it, but it also has some other qualities. It's an astringent. It acts as an antiseptic. It also encourages healing, and again, it reflects the rays. So those are the two major ingredients within the products that we're going to talk about that help the sun's the skin to block the rays and reflect them. Now, there's another term out there that used to be popular a long time ago, and that was something called PABA. But what they find over time is that PABA became very irritating to a lot of people's skin. So you really, that's not one of the most desired ingredients out there at this time. Okay, so let's take a look now at how this all applies to candescent. Now, remember, the three areas that we're going to talk about is how to repair skin damage, how to moisturize the skin, and then also how to protect the skin from the sun's rays. So let's talk about the face first. And I'm going to back it up all the way to what we're going to cleanse our face with. Now, one of the things to repair, the thing that you want to maybe focus on a little bit more is using oil-in warm facial scrub. Why? Because it has the alpha hydroxides, which help to exfoliate. So if we have sun damage, the exfoliation is going to become more prevalent in what we want to do. So warm facial scrub would be the preferred cleanser. Whichever toner you choose, and here's where it starts to get a little specific. After your toner, when you're dealing with sun damaged skin, we want to choose. Now, what's coming out here at convention is brightening serum. So this is going to be, and Dr. Chin has designed this specifically for those little dark age spots and sunspots that I spoke of earlier. The other product that we have right now that will do that as well is, I think brightening cream is going to be a little bit more intense for the result, but is exceptional cream. What do those two products have in common? They have a very stabilized vitamin C. What does vitamin C do to those age spots and sunspots? They lighten the skin. So that becomes more important. And also, the greatest thing that I've seen with candescent in the way Dr. Chin manufactures these products, not only do they have a special function, but all of our products also moisturize. So everyone has almost like a twofold purpose. So let's say exceptional cream or brightening serum is going to be for lightening purposes. Also then apply over that your rebuild. Why? Because Rebuild is going to give you a concentrated exfoliation alpha hydroxides, concentrated. Also, this is something a lot of people don't really understand either, is it will drive into your skin the exceptional cream or the brightening serum. So it helps that to penetrate deeper into the pores. Okay, then we're on to our oil-in deep moisture lotion with SPF 25. That is the oil-in deep moisture lotion, the regular, but just increased with it's got a 9.4 titanium dioxide, and it has a 3.9 zinc oxide added to it. That's what makes it the protection factor. Now, here's a little tip. When you use this, I recommend that you wet your fingertips because that is going to allow you to dispense the product over your face more easily, and you can then make it as concentrated as you want. Okay, and the last product on the face for protection every day is our foundation. Critical. It's going to be the SPF 15, and that's also going to add your color and blend the skin as well. Now, for the drier skins, this one's a little richer, is the Natural Emulsion SPF 30, the oil-in. It's designed for drier skin. If you're going to go out on the beach, then go ahead and put that right on your face straight up. But I think everybody's going to have a tendency to more go for the Oil-In Deep Moisture Lotion SPF 25. Okay, so that is for our face. Let's talk about the body for a second. What are the things that are going to repair the damage, moisturize, and protect? Repairing, we're going to start out with the spa exfoliating bar. Why? The name says it all. It helps to exfoliate the dead tissue. Also, some of the other two exfoliators that you can choose from would be the spa warm body scrub or the Oil-In firming and moisturizing body scrub as well. So any one of those is going to exfoliate the body skin. Moisturization, definitely every time you get out of the shower or the bath, you're going to use hand and body lotion, Candescen or the Oil-In. I have a tendency to love that Oil-In because of that apricot oil. That's what makes that richer. And now to protect it, when you go out or to the beach or day to day, the one new exciting product that's awesome is the Oil-In Sun Milk, SPF 25. And then we have the Oil-In Body Lotion, SPF 25. What's the difference between the two? The Sun Milk you're going to find is lighter. Why? Because its titanium dioxide is only 8.5%. It doesn't have any zinc in it. But it's, so that's going to make it a little bit more sheer. Also, it's for sensitive skin. Also, the benefit because of the squalane oil in it, it's, that's what makes it water resistant. So you can get in and out of the water, or your perspiration isn't just going to melt it away as well. It's got some nice aloe in it and some amino acids. Now, on the SPF 25, that one is a little richer. That does have a little bit higher percentage of titanium dioxide. It also has some zinc oxide in it. It's also the oil in it is a sunflower seed oil, and it also has the aloe and the oat protein in it as well. So, quick summary of that for your face. Your face, you're going to focus on warm facial scrub. You're going to do your toning, add the brightening serum. I think that's where everybody's going to lean towards. The Oil-In Deep Moisture Lotion, SPF 25, and then you're protected on top with your colored foundation. That's an awesome routine. You're not only, just taking care of your skin on many levels with the moisturization, the herbal ingredients, but you're also protected. For the body, spa exfoliating bar or one of the scrubs, hand and body lotion every time you get out of the shower, and then you want to, I think most people are going to lean towards the Sun Milk. You know, most other brands of sunscreens, they really contain a lot of synthetic ingredients. A lot of people have a lot of problems with allergic reactions and irritations, but with Candescen, we're so different. We only use mineral-based natural sunscreens. You're hearing a lot about the word mineral, mineral makeup, mineral-based ingredients. And, and Dr. Chin, as we know, only uses vegetable origin ingredients, which is so, I think, critical. So my philosophy is the sooner you incorporate these important products into your skincare routine, I always say the more your skin's going to look like a healthy, moist, smooth grape rather than a dried-up raisin. So that the last thing I want to close with here is that there's just a couple of misconceptions out there that I think by focusing on these for a second, it will just make you understand why it's so important for you to put those sunscreen products on every day. It says you cannot tan or burn if the weather is cloudy. That's absolutely false. Yes, the sun does filter out some of the clouds, the rays from the clouds, but absolutely you can get sunburn or sun damage even on a cloudy day. Another misconception, you cannot burn if you're in the water. Absolutely false. Actually, the water acts as sometimes a magnifier to the sun rays. Another third misconception, umbrellas or large hats will prevent sun damage. Well, I can say this, they do help. However, they do not prevent the sun from reaching your skin. I mean, the ultraviolet rays are getting so strong, they literally can radiate right through a lightweight shirt. Also, the problem is that people don't realize the sun's rays reflect up off the sidewalks, off the water. So it kind of goes from the ground and reflects back up underneath our hats and so forth. So, this SPF protection on our face and arms and so forth is critical. Another thing people think, oh, baby oil or mineral oil accelerates tanning. Absolutely not true at all. Actually, it accelerates burning. And again, most of them don't have an SPF in them as well. Applying moisturizer after sunbathing will prevent peeling. Nope, that's not true either. Once you burn that skin, it is burnt. You know, and it's going to be dehydrated. If the skin has been damaged, it is going to peel. So those are just things that are just not true. And then, you know, people think, oh, once I apply the moisturizer, it will help combat some of the sun damage. No, you have to start before you ever go out into the sun. Wearing sunglasses, this is something that actually is very true, that you get sunglasses to protect your eyes and that critical, delicate tissue around our eyes, but we want to make sure that the sunglasses have UV protection in it. So let's sum it up. What did hopefully the information did I share with you tonight? Tan skin is damaged skin. Classic symptoms of sun damage. There's about, you know, 12 of those. Sun exposure, what does it do? It increases free radical activity in the body. You now understand the UVAs and UVBs. You understand the SPF, sun protective factor. 15 is very sufficient, and up to 30 is just about all you're going to need. The titanium dioxide and zinc oxide are the special ingredients we want to have in our sunscreen products. We definitely can use several of the products to help us repair, moisturize, and protect the skin. And hopefully we've gotten a little bit of clarification on some of the misconceptions out there. So all that said and done, I'm sure you will agree that we've got many reasons why we need to minimize our sun exposure or just stay protected when we go out into the sun. So Nike has this phrase, they say, just do it. Well, my phrase for Kindesyn and sun protection is just apply it.